Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Rosemary Cope with Work Life Connections. Nashville remains a very popular city to visit and to relocate to. Many Vanderbilt employees are new to the university or medical center as well as to the city. My colleagues and I hear all the time about difficulties making the transition, especially if you're single and it's in the middle of a pandemic. In the best of times, moving is stressful and exhausting. Under pandemic conditions, the transition to a new home can be deeply disorienting and isolating. Research has linked social isolation and loneliness to higher risks for a variety of physical and mental conditions. High blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, a weakened immune system, anxiety, depression, just to name a few. On the other end, people who engage in meaningful, productive interactions and activities with others, they tend to live longer than their counterparts. They show elevated mood levels and feel a sense of purpose. And as hard as it may be to meet new people during this pandemic, Miriam Kiermaier, a clinical psychologist and friendship expert, points out there's an upside to looking for friends right now. Lots of people are feeling lonely. People are more open about the experience of loneliness and more aware and open about their desire to make new connections, she said. This could be a time to put ourselves out there and to be transparent about our desire to make new connections. It's even harder to explore a new city. In Nashville, with music themes, music venues, shops, restaurants closed or offering limited hours, you may have not found any of those favorite spots that make a place feel like home. Nashville is a beautiful city. You can go by the river, you can walk the greenways, enjoy the lakes or the parks. But aside from the grocery store, one employee related that she has yet to create any rituals. Where are the cool places? If I ever have a friend visit, where would I take them? I don't know, she mused. Here are some suggestions to find connections as you make the transition to Nashville and Vanderbilt life. Say yes to everything. You'll probably want a few of the following life essentials in your new city. Some friends, a BFF, maybe a romantic partner, and a job, of course. You won't find these by sitting at home, ordering takeout, and watching Netflix. Get out there. Go to everything people invite you to. Join local Facebook groups in your new community and engage in the forums. Be a tourist in your new hometown. Remind yourself, you're on a mission to find these life essentials. Ask to be set up on friend dates or date dates. Welcome to the way grown-ups make friends. Ask your friends in your old city if they know anybody in the new city. Ask your family if they know anybody who might be a nice pal for you. Scour Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and whatever other social media you're on to find out who from your network lives in town. You might be surprised at what you find. Look for friends on apps like Bumble BFF, but watch screen time as it can also be isolating. Join organized groups, from nonprofit volunteering to kickball leagues. Even if you don't consider yourself a joiner, joining something is a way to meet new people. Look for hiking, cycling, or jogging meetups, or start with a hobby or a faith-based community and find a group to sign up for. There are also employee resource and affinity groups on campus to join with like-minded people. Even better, find something you've never done before but have been interested in. Being a beginner is a great way to connect with other people who are also beginning. You feel awkward, they feel awkward, bingo, maybe a new friend. For your first 6 months, think about staying somewhere comfortable. You're in a new city, so it's all strange and unfamiliar. You don't know where CVS or the grocery store is or who your best pal will be. You don't know the good neighborhoods from the okay neighborhoods. You don't know the secret side streets to cut around traffic, which we all need these days. You don't know the cool bars, the cool restaurants, or where the best farmer's market is. So, instead of adding to the stress, I encourage you to consider staying somewhere comfortable for your first chunk of time while you get used to your surroundings. Wherever you land, make sure you make it feel like home. Unpack those boxes, put the things up on the wall, surround yourself with things that are comforting to you. Give yourself a year to acclimate. Anytime you start thinking, OMG, this was a huge mistake. I was so stupid for thinking this was a good idea. Or, I'm never going to like living here and I'm going to die alone. And trust me, It will happen. Remind yourself that things are still in transition, moving is hard, and you're giving yourself until you have a year under your belt before making any overarching judgments on the move. Don't forget about your friends and your network from your former city. You have it easier. You left. I've always believed that the mover has it easier than the person left behind. You're out exploring a new city, you're having new adventures, you're learning new things. Your old pals are in their same routine and probably missing you. Don't forget about them. Try to keep in touch, go back if you can, and visit from time to time. Yes, it will be hard. You're not sharing all their day-to-day adventures, and even a small time difference can be awkward. But soon enough, things may be able to fall into place. Finally, don't be hard on yourself. But if you continue to feel overwhelmed, consider calling the Work-Life Connections EAP to talk confidentially with a counselor about your concerns. Thank you all for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.